Producers continue to face elevated input expenses, with fertilizer costs remaining a key concern despite some moderation in other areas. At the same time, several ag-related policy efforts in Washington remain unresolved. A nationwide year-round expansion of E15 fuel is still pending, a move many corn growers and ethanol advocates say would boost demand and provide market stability. According to Michigan Senator Alisa Slotkin,
the farmers need relief because of the tariffs, right? There's a bailout package now on the table. They're able to try to get access to some of that money, and unfortunately, they're in that situation. E15 is an easy way for our farmers to have new markets. It's also good environmentally. I mean, it's like a win-win. And the only reason we haven't gotten it done is because big oil and gas doesn't like when E15 is put in that gas pump.
Lawmakers have also yet to pass a modern five-year farm bill, leaving farmers without updated risk management tools and long-term certainty.
It's years out of date at this point. It used to be one of the most bipartisan things we did in Washington, Democrats and Republicans voting in overwhelming numbers to set farm policy. We need to do that. And then, of course, USMCA or NAFTA right on the horizon. Got to make sure our farmers don't lose ground and, in fact, gain ground in any new updates to the agreement.
Agricultural groups warn that the combination of high costs and policy gridlock is complicating decision making on the farm as producers head into a critical time of the year. I'm Greg Allen.